Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 15th at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Evening, Jeff, N5AOW. Hope the audio is okay on this one. I'm on a different mic tonight.
KC2NVU from my iPhone.
Alright, there's four. We'll start at the top. N5AOW, you sounded good to me. From what I could hear, you sounded fine. What's going on with you tonight?
No, I'm not a whole lot. I've had a good day today. Get out. Got a few things done, enjoyed the sun. The wind was a little stiff, so it had some bite to it, but that'll go away eventually. But other than that, not a whole lot. Did a little research on the computer that worked some 40 meter this afternoon and took it easy and just took things as it came this afternoon or this evening. That's about it. Enjoyed the day. So back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
Alright, Bill. Yeah, it was a little chilly out there today, but the sun was out anyway. Must be nice tomorrow. They're staying up in the 60s tomorrow, and then when nighttime comes, the clouds are supposed to come in and rain, and then be sunny again Friday morning. I'll have to wait and see if that really happens. But alright, Bill. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody on board. Well, down in Central New York today, it stayed pretty cool all day. 46 was about the highest we had, but it was wall-to-wall sunshine, which made it a nice day anyways. And right now we're at 36 degrees. So it's going to be a kind of a cool evening. And I was supposed to warm up here tomorrow, too, so hopefully we'll get a warm day in there before fall, that is. 7 degrees all around. KA2000.
Well, I sure hope so. They're staying there up in the mid-60s, upper 60s here by the weekend, so that'll be nice. I'm ready for some of that. All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Click. Good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, nothing too exciting today. Weather, we didn't have to shovel it or move it. So that's an asset. Had a doctor's visit down in Utica this afternoon. So he said to come back again in 6 or 8 months. And outside of that, I've been working on the snowbanks. Chop them up and move them around, throw them on the bare spots. They get cleaned up after a while. I was surprised down in Utica that they didn't see any snow down there at all. I figured everybody was plastered with snow the last week or so, but evidently Just a few spots got it. We'll see 73s. K2 VLA is clear.
All right, Clint. Well, that means it won't be long for a like that here. At least let's hope it works that way. Well, I'm hoping here in a couple weeks or so, if this weather continues the way it's going, maybe we'll be able to get into camp at some point. I know, who was it there? Not Tom, Matt there messaged me the other day and asked me if he thought he could walk into camp. He was thinking about driving up from Binghamton to go in there. I said, you're not going to be able to walk in, that's for sure. There's still 2 or 3 feet of snow up there, not unless you got some snowshoes or skis or something. So I think, you know, they're used to it the last couple of years there where we're already getting in there by now. But, all right, Clint, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2, NBU, hey, good evening, what's up?
We got 40 degrees here up on the hill, and the stars are out. Just spent an hour looking for my flaring tool. I had to make some double bubble flares, and it takes a special tool to be able to do that successfully. So finally found that and made a brake line for a 16-year-old Volkswagen. So looking forward to getting that back together tomorrow morning. Call it a day. Over.
Well, good. I never cared much for working on brake lines. I've had to do it out of necessity a few times. I don't know. I never had the patience for them flaring tools. I don't know why, but it just never worked out well for me. Everybody else made it look easy. But all right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, another work night, and not a lot to report. I noticed a lot of the snow has gone down, but we got a ways to go yet, at least in my yard. Mine always seems to take the longest. There's so much shade over here that never, it doesn't go quick. So looking forward to some sunshine here tomorrow, and maybe get a good melt on some of it. That's all I have to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Just a quick question. How many people can be on EchoLink at once?
I don't remember what the limit is. Whatever it is, it's rather high. I think it was like 20 or something. I know there's a setting for it. I set it a long time ago. I just don't remember what it was. But usually, I think the most I've seen in there at once was 4, you know, as far as just people coming in all at once.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I was concerned that maybe it was only 1 at a time. No, 20, that's a real good capacity.
It's configurable on the app on my end over here, and you set it based on your bandwidth, you know, on your internet. I got pretty good bandwidth here, so I think I set it to 20, as I recall, but might be wrong. Either way, I've never maxed it out, or never had it maxed out, I should say. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amount she used. I'd like to thank Bill, Jack, Clint, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2 AIT clear. Good evening. This is W2JUV, Brock 10, Nida County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in to the net tonight.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
And 5AOW, no traffic. Good evening.
And that recognizes KC2NBU and N5AOW. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in tonight with Octon? This is Octon, Nida County, Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for any stations who would like to check in with traffic or without. This is Octon, looking for stations to check in. Final call tonight for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. Any stations with, are there any stations out there who would like to check in? Okay, hearing none, thanks to those who did check in. This is W2JUV, clear of the repeater.